management, I'm going to call this meeting to order. I don't have my gavel. Bonk. Ian did say he couldn't be here, so we have everyone present. First thing we need to do is approve the minutes from our June meeting, which you should have a copy of them in front of you. Anyone hasn't had a chance to review.
Yes, I apologize. We had a printer malfunction, and for some reason on some of your things, the second page isn't stapled in. I think the printer was overzealous and spitting out page two or something.
Okay.
I'll make the motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Hello.
Excuse me.
Okay, minutes are approved. Next, we have a time for any public comments. If anyone from the public would like to comment. And, anybody? Awesome, great.
Hi, hello. I'm Darren Zelte. I'm the new dean of the Mount Pleasant campus for Trident Tech.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful. Yay.
I saw your presentation last night, and I called our graphic art director today. I didn't get it, but I was really interested in a lot of what you were doing and the creative writing of the poetry.
Oh, wonderful.
I
good.
I creative writing folks, that was my vision.
Oh, good.
Good.
If you don't mind, could you just state your name and address for the record?
Yes, you got it. Darren Felty. Actually, first name's Thomas, but I go by Darren Felty. 1803 Falling Creek Circle. 2946. Sweetgrass.
Okay. Well, we're glad you're here.
Thank you.
Yeah, because we've got a whole bunch of projects we'd like to work with you on. Great. And then what we'll do is I'll have you hang out after a little bit,
sure.
And then maybe you and I can exchange cards and figure out a time to figure out how to work together. So I'm glad you're here.
Great.
Okay, any other public comments? If not, we will move to the East Cooper Shag Club. We're glad you're here too, so we'd love to hear from you.
Hi, my name is Marcia Rosenberg. I live at 1573 Oakhurst Drive, 29466. And I'm also here with Lisa McCaskill, who is a member of the board of the East Cooper Shag Club. So I just wanted to introduce her as well. I love to shag. I'm delighted to know that we have another shagger in here. And I will look for you out on the shag
circuit.
I'll
be there for
you. And I don't know how much you know about it, but this shag is the state dance. And that's what I'm here to talk to you about. So I have a plan to partner with the town of Mount Pleasant to develop a cultural center for shagging, which has been the state dance since 1984. Think shag hall or shag shack for lack of another term. I am not suggesting that the town undertake this venture alone. Instead, the town could assist us in identifying the correct individuals or corporations who would benefit from being involved and participate in the planning and execution of what could be a wonderful asset to the town. The interest is there, as demonstrated by the hundreds of people who show up, young and old, to the dances on the piers, as well as to the weekly shag events that take place all over Lowcountry. This is a healthy way to get lots of people moving, exercising, and socializing. It's good, clean fun. Seniors love it. Kids love it. Many people in between love it. Tourists, if it were available to them and marketed toward them, would love it. It would be an opportunity for tourists to experience a truly unique Charleston Lowcountry tradition. Tourists could enjoy dancing with the shaggers, maybe with a free 30-minute lesson, or just being spectators and soaking up the local flavor. Everyone is welcome and included. The East Cooper Shag Club seeks out new faces to welcome them. Years ago, the town partnered with and supported the Sweetgrass culture, and now they have their own festival, pavilion, and the respect of the entire Charleston community. Charleston recently opened Skate, a popular skateboard park. There has been much buzz about building a world-class aquatic center in Charleston. Why not have a place for shaggers of all ages to be accommodated? When not being used for shag, this venue could be used for other dance groups like middle and high school dances, contra, ballroom, gymnastics events, et cetera, et cetera. It just goes on. Picture the scene with an afternoon set aside for area-wide assisted living facilities to bus in their residents for a dance or social featuring all these old beach songs that they love and remember. Talk about a photo opportunity. I mean, it makes me smile. My vision of a shag shack will take lots of time and planning, but when it happens, it will be a win-win. The town can list another offering to residents on its recreation schedule. There could be a shag camp programs during the summer and school vacations. It will be supporting a cultural institution in that the shag is the state dance. It is possible that the town could have financial gain, although I do not see this as much of a moneymaker for the town. But adults and seniors will have fun dancing. They will receive the many health benefits associated with dancing, like losing weight, becoming more limber, helping us to prevent the onset of dementia and Alzheimer's, and the social benefits of having fun, listening to music, and making new friendships. It will lead to less depression, isolation, and other negatives. Kids will also see the benefits of weight control and general fitness, but more importantly, have a healthy and fun way to interact with their peers while gaining confidence and learning a skill that will serve them well into adulthood. Many singles learn to dance just so that they can become popular with the opposite sex. Dancing is a wonderful alternative for kids who are not athletically inclined. The entity that backs this venture can rent out the unused time slots for much needed event space. In a recent issue of Mount Pleasant Business Magazine, the Mount Pleasant Chamber of Commerce stated that it was moving its monthly luncheon to the Omar Shrine Convention Center, as it was one of the few facilities east of the Cooper that was able to accommodate the chamber's growing membership. Mount Pleasant is not a sleepy little town anymore, and we need larger spaces for larger groups holding various functions throughout the year. The ideal space will include access to food and bar and have plenty of parking. With much development in the planning stages for the Patriots Point area, I think that there is room for a shag shack. Part of this commission's mission statement reads, you shall identify opportunities for the public to experience the arts. I am asking that you consider our state dance, the shag, to be elevated to the same status as the sweetgrass culture. Can further discussion be planned so that this vision can become a reality? Your comments, suggestions, and support are welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you have anything else that you'd like to add?
I would just like to say that East Cooper Shag Club was formed in 2010. We've been in existence for a little over 7 years. And it came about because of shaggers east of the Cooper not wanting to go to Folly Beach or somewhere in Charleston. We wanted something east of the Cooper. We rent a Hamburg Hall every year for our Christmas dance. We try to keep everything that we have going in Mount Pleasant, although now there's nowhere really for us to shag in Mount Pleasant. And we just ask you to please think about it. Even if you have anything in the plans, in networking or anything in it, and you can come up with any ideas for us to go and shag. I mean, if there were some sort of pavilion somewhere, or perhaps even the Darby building upstairs, I think most of the people in the shag club would appreciate the opportunity to give free shag lessons.
How many currently are in the shag club?
We have 230-something members. We had more than that when we had someplace to shag in Mount Pleasant, and then it's dropped.
Where were you shagging when you say you had some place to shag?
We, when Zeus was open, he allowed us to have his back room every Friday night, which was a perfect location.
And what about the venue that's up there now?
It's a spa.
It's a spa. I haven't been over there. So Omar Shrine Temple has all the things you're talking about. It's got a bar, it's got parking, it's got space, it's got...
We've tried that, but the room that they will allow us to use is just that small room attached to the little restaurant without paying to rent the whole Omar Shrine.
And what would be exactly, what's the ideal size that you would...
You know, when we use Alhambra, we put up chairs and tables for everyone. We seat about 180 people. We don't have to have it that big because, you know, if it's just a Friday night or a Wednesday night or whatever, everybody doesn't have to have a seat, although a lot of our members are, you know, over 60. And we have quite a few that are under 60, but a lot of us are over 60, and we like a place to sit. When we were young, we would go to the pavilions and things and have nowhere to sit. You just stood.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be nice to have a place the size, as close to Alhambra as we could get it, if there was a gym or, you know, like the Darby building or any type of pavilion that's going to be built around Patriots Point or something that we could get in with the planners and work up something.
Yeah, one thing we cannot do is speak for the town of Mount Pleasant, and as far as expenditures to build something like that or whatever, we certainly can recommend. And I do agree that the Shag is a culture that we want to preserve, absolutely. I think at this point, what we can do is to help you identify some potential partners, maybe, or businesses that are currently in existence that maybe have a private room or something that we could help you with that. So maybe we can all think of potential places where you could start right off without having to build a building, because that, I think, would be way down the road.
That would be ideal.
Yeah.
That would be ideal.
So if we can all give some thought to businesses here in town that might have a private room or maybe some recreation facilities that we can. The place you're speaking of over at Patriots Point is a lot of it's going to be private and run by the state. It's not the town. Patriots Point is actually a state property, mm-hmm. not a town property. And Bennett and Hofford, I think, are doing most of the development over there. So we could possibly put you in touch with people, but they've got their plans pretty much set already, unfortunately. I do think it'd be great for us to find a place that's already in existence that they could.
How about the gym at Rotary Middle School?
I was just getting ready to ask you about the gym. I know that the rec department uses the gym right over here for the
basketball.
For teams or something.
Is there something
they
don't
know
about rec?
That's what
I was going to say. They
don't
have a bar.
Yeah,
I mean,
one note.
Want to have a drink when they're out shagging.
You cannot have alcohol on school property.
Yeah.
And we do, I have learned since our conversation, we don't allow alcohol at recreation facilities except for the senior center, which you said doesn't work for some reason, right?
I don't think they have the space for us.
And the Lakeside Pavilion at Park West, you can have alcohol. But I'm not sure if that...
That's very small.
It's very small. I mean, it's...
They probably hold 100 people. I've been in there. I don't know how big it was.
The Darby building, I mean, that would be something that we would just have to have a conversation and see if we could... What the feeling would be about granting an exception perhaps for that. The concern you'll have is if you have a venue like that and it's not an existing like restaurant or bar or hotel meeting space type thing, you're going to bring in all your own food and beverage. So that's just things to think about, food for thought.
It'd be great if we could find a restaurant or hotel that has a private space,
right.
And you can buy your own drinks there. You don't have to worry about the liquor license and the liability that
right.
comes along with bringing in your own liquor.
Right.
I've been to a couple of events at the town's building by the waterfront park. What is that? It has a name.
The River Room?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not?
You have to rent it, and it's expensive.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
And it's carpet.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about the senior facilities around here, like Frankie Home? Do they have large auditorium spaces that would work for you guys?
No, I never thought of that.
Because they have...
And they would probably love to host us because we provide entertainment for their residents.
Mm-hmm. And they have kitchen staff and they have alcohol.
I will definitely give them a call. Thank you for that suggestion. That's exactly what we're looking for.
Great, yeah.
recommend Amy Smith at the Hopper Resort. She does like parties at Point and Oranges on the Point. Maybe she would look into doing a series, but I don't know if it would be free for anyone. She's like $5 to get in.
But in terms of their new pavilion, too, would be great. In terms of your other aspirations, if you could find someone like Frankie Home or Sandpiper that's got the space, having the camps there would be something they would love for you guys to bring in. Having the lessons would be something. Mm-hmm. So those might be ideal.
Summerbee has
partnerships for you guys.
It's a beautiful property.
You got a built-in audience.
Summerbee, I think, is too far up. We'll meet with a lot of resistance that it's, you need something that's a little bit more centrally located. People don't want to come up that far.
You don't have members from the North End? Yours at Cobus 2466?
Oh, I live up there.
So for you to go to Alhambra isn't any different for them to go to there? I'm just pointing out.
I met with that resistance before. Yeah. They consider it the boonies.
We don't
want
to go to the North
End. How many members do you have?
230-something.
I don't suggest Hob Car and Yacht Club. I don't think that they're as big and large enough to accommodate that many people.
They could. Hob Car would accommodate it with both rooms, but they only rent to members.
Right.
And
you could work out an agreement with a member to sponsor you.
Correct.
And if you offer a summer camp program, mm-hmm. they might do a trade with you.
That's true.
Because they are always looking for things for their kids to do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's Hop Off.
Great. Well, we will also think amongst ourselves this week, this month, and then we meet once a month. So if you have her contact information, we'll get with any information and potential business partners that we think of.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you so
much. Yeah, because it's part of our culture.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you. Thanks for coming.
One other thing, is Bowen's Alley still up and going?
Aldi Food.
That's right. Damn,
I'm
so behind the
times.
Where are you?
Do you still
live
here?
I'm staying in my office. Or I'm on a plane.
Yeah, really.
Well, maybe Aldi's can clear out some aisles.
Yeah. Some aisles, exactly.
So it's a dance in the cabbage. Yeah. Okay, we're going to go on to reports from subcommittees, and the first one is artist submission.
Which you didn't call me and we didn't meet.
Well, I will say, I have started.
I read the minutes.
Sounds like a short report.
Kendra will call back up.
I will say, I did, and I emailed you. What I did, I looked at just a couple of agreements that we have. We have a farmers market performance agreement. We have a Blessing of the Fleet boat parade agreement. So I've started started editing those and kind of put, there's a lot of massaging of the wording. But I have started that.
Okay. So Perfect. We will, before we leave this meeting, set up.
Thank you. Sorry, y'all can go out that way and down the hall also. But
oh, no,
now
that you're here.
You're already
yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
And
next month,
brownies.
Next month will be
yes, take one.
If you want to come in.
Okay, cool. So we will work on that.
Mm-hmm. Legal will have to review it, and Eric will have to sign any agreement.
Yeah. And that's all cool, because I'm getting ready to do that as part of my other project that I'm
a simple contact you that I remember work with marketing to establish a program out with the schools. Yeah.
Any suggestions on how we should move forward with that? I really want to get the word out to the schools to get them all to participate. And that would be artist submission working with Charlie and marketing. Who should we try
the East Cooper School District office is right over by Moultrie Middle School.
You've got to email that.
Tracy has the contact.
And so there's one contact for us to get in touch of all the schools. That'd be
right.
Awesome.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe we could try to meet with her and figure out how we get the word out to all of the schools. Okay. Good. You have that contact. Perfect. Anything else for artist submissions? Okay. Beautification is Ian, and he's not here. But what I talked to Ian and I emailed each other this past month, and we talked about ways that we could maybe focus to get the public more involved in Tree Grant and the Pride Award. We talked about possibly working with the marketing subcommittee to create a flyer that we could put at nurseries that talks about the Tree Grant program. We also talked about taking nominations from the public for the Pride Award. You know, we've always done it ourselves, mm-hmm. but we want to open it up. And I actually mentioned it last night, too, to get everyone thinking about the fact that we'd love to get everybody in town just thinking of businesses that have beautified. That
are there active garden clubs in Mount Pleasant still?
Mm-hmm. I know there's the El Hamra one still, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's another somebody for us to reach out to for both programs, actually. Mm-hmm. So I've asked Ian to give some thought into how to actually ramp up beautification a little bit more, get us more involved, what other programs can we do. So he's offered to head that up and give that one some thought. So that's where we are at with beautification.
And I have not had a chance this past month, but it is on my radar to work on in the coming month for putting together some sort of flyer.
For the tree grant?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, because we want to start getting the word out now because fall is the planting time,
mm-hmm.
later fall.
October
1st. It has to be like a neighborhood association. It has to be a commons area, right? It can't be an area.
It doesn't have to be a neighborhood association, but it does have to be in a public space.
Public space, right. It can't be your yard. Sorry.
A lot of people drive by your yard.
Well, I was going to say, isn't there a right way?
Yeah.
You put some new oak trees out.
I know, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next is sculpture. And we were going to identify some potential places for additional sculptures.
In the past, we've talked about the roundabout on Long Point, the roundabout on Harry Holman, by the new one by the park,
mm-hmm.
and there's also a new one on Mathis Ferry, close to the fire station. So identifying them, I don't think it's such a difficult task. We won't be prepared to install one until potentially this next round of sculptures comes down, if the artists are going to donate them. Which I did send a lot of back and forth and inability to connect with the sculptor of the recycled glass piece. But I sent her the $300 check that we decided on last month with a letter that explained to her that we had put in this year's budget another $300 check, which will be coming to her. And please reach out to me if she had any questions. I have not heard from her, so I'm assuming she's fine with that.
Okay.
Because she should have gotten it by now. So it would just be a matter of then identifying, do we want to put one of those sculptures in a roundabout, which roundabout, and then proceeding with having our transportation department put together the site distance, whatever it's called, whatever Brian called it, I have it, but putting together what we need to submit to DOT for the encroachment.
And is there any opportunity to put sculpture in the waterfront park area, or is that another area?
Potentially. I mean, it's just a matter of asking the question.
The thing I have concerns about is proportions.
Mm-hmm.
So for us to put something in a roundabout, proportionally speaking, it's got to be pretty large to be impactful. Mm-hmm. And right now, the stuff that we've been running through the pocket park is not large enough to be proportionally right.
You have to be careful getting too large because then you're going to have a site problem.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, can't put something in that is not proportional.
Mm-hmm. No, what's nice about that idea of putting it in the waterfront park is then I think we have the ability to have pedestrians filter mm-hmm. by it. I was just down in Ocala and one of their town parks, they had maybe a dozen different sculptures. One was from Charleston, but it had,
Ocala, Florida?
Yeah, that's where I grew up.
Really?
How about that? That's where my
Take
parents
that
lived.
Take that down there?
But they had a really interesting, a wide variety, and plaques, and a QR code. We were talking mm-hmm. about that. Mm-hmm. So suddenly, maybe it does more than sprinkle sculpture around Town Mount Pleasant, but it allows people to engage with it. On a more meaningful basis.
Were you on the square downtown?
It was by a lake, something.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's like a familiar name. I can't think of
mm-hmm.
it.
And it's
like right next to
mm-hmm.
downtown.
Even the the park in North Charleston. They've done a great job putting their sculptures, you know, once they're permanently established in their park. Mm-hmm. And that is one of the things I would really like to see, is every public park and public space in Mount Pleasant having at least one sculpture.
That's what I feel lacks.
Yes,
right.
I agree.
I take my daughter or my kids there a lot. Mm-hmm. I would love to see the park here.
Mm-hmm. Edwards Park in the Old Village.
Yep. I'd even like to see something at Pitt Street. You know,
that, that lake, that pond behind the old hospital. From the Druid, old East Cooper.
Oh,
and here, once this is gone, it would be nice to have one here. So I think in our artist submission info, we might want to make sure that we're including information about would this be something that they'd be willing to donate to us after the fact, so, because we would really like to start acquiring these.
Yes.
So I guess we do need to put the question out there about whether these sculptures could be moved on to the waterfront.
Public parks.
The other
public parks, yeah.
Okay. Does anybody remember what came about, because I know at one point we talked about that very plain roundabout where Lowe's is inside of town center.
A fire truck has got to be able to go
straight through
there.
Okay.
So you'd have to have a breakaway.
It's the traffic circle is not built in a big enough so that to accommodate, basically if the fire truck needs to fly through there, it needs
it's
to be able to
fly through.
Okay.
Yep.
I did pay attention to what's in the middle of the one at Long Point, and there's a fairly large center tree with a bunch of smaller trees going around it. So that's kind of the focal point of that.
But I would say we found a really fabulous piece of sculpture like that horse that was initially offered us. That tree could get moved.
Oh, completely.
Yeah.
But
what kind
I agree
the
scale
on the tree.
Depends on the tree.
Yeah.
That could go against our tree grant program. Carry on the street from my yard.
I know, you're such a team player.
Well, we'll continue to identify potential sites, and we'll look into the possibility of putting them in public parks, the sculptures.
The roundabout on Rifle Range Road, what could accommodate it? Something fairly large. It's a big roundabout.
Yep.
And that would be a perfect place.
Which
that's
one?
That's a high traffic area.
The one on
the roundabout
range.
On
there's Veterans Circle, there's Children's Circle, there's three on Rifle Range. One
okay.
has a foul water fountain.
One
yet.
That leads to John Darby's house. It's all, I guess, Fanning.
That's the one that
Rifle
has the
range.
That's the one that has the fountain.
Yeah, the big fountain.
Yeah, that's
it's really one of the best looking roundabouts we've got.
It already has the fountain there.
All right,
but the children.
We're talking about sculpture, and that would be a really good place because with all the growth on Rifle Range Road, I mean, God,
kind of like
1,000 housing permits.
We'll work on sculpture. Next is emerging visual arts, and that's just I've got a whole bunch of new ideas, but I'm not going to bring them yet because we need to kind of go forward with what we already have. But that's just I'm identifying different new ideas and potential programs. Next is traffic box, and that was really just identifying where we might want to put our new set of racks.
Correct. Our committee had a email meeting.
Virtual.
Yeah, it was very sustainable, very green. What we talked about was that the current artist submission that is either teed up to go out or Nicole, has it gone out?
It has not. I think that I actually did. I didn't say the one that I updated on here.
Okay.
But I have updated it. It's ready to go out. So a press release and and the application will be posted online. The press release will go out in the next couple of weeks. And on the application, it identifies all of the remaining viable intersections on Highway 17. There is Dingle, Shelmore,
Dragoon.
The one by Town Center, Boat Drive.
Dragoon.
Mm-hmm. So, and what we've done in the past is just put it out there and let the artists, if they would like to request, like if there's a specific to an intersection, they can put that on there. Otherwise, we just decide when we have them where we want them to go.
I'm remembering correctly, there was seven.
Seven, and we have five budgeted.
We have five budgeted this year, so thought was to keep marching down that path to complete 17.
It makes me smile every time.
I know.
Mm-hmm. I can do. The turtles may be happy.
They do. Yeah.
But as Judy just mentioned, we figured we'd complete 17 before we moved on to our, wherever our next round would be.
Right.
So are we? Are we? Is, are things ones being added currently, right now?
No, well, not until we.
The submission application will go out this month.
Okay.
And they will go up in the fall.
Make sure
put
your,
them in the
make sure your graphics department knows that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. And we can only just put them up in spring and fall. Really, it can't be too hot and it can't be too cold.
Right.
So. We're looking to put up these next five in the fall.
Yeah.
Great. Anything else on traffic boxes?
Can you skip the marketing because I have to leave?
Okay. Let's switch to marketing. Updates?
None.
Okay. Well, there we go.
I am.
And but I want to explain why.
Okay.
I've been gone. I've been in the mountains for several weeks, and I also have a house in Saluda.
And I like you bragging.
I love it.
Are you inviting us to use
hey,
this house?
Hey, it's place 10, so we can have a meeting there if you want.
So you haven't done anything and you're leaving early.
I haven't done anything. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, I've been in the mountains too.
I promised to get active in September.
Yes, sir.
Because in August, I almost stayed through the month of August up there.
They do have phone service.
Well, in Charlie's absence, actually, this is very spotty. I know that. I will say, in Charlie's absence, I have all the pictures now, so in the next couple weeks, a student traffic box press release will go out
mm-hmm.
with the SOA student and the two Wanda students, so that will be going out this month.
That's
and,
great. I appreciate
you.
Thank you for doing that.
And then I'll work in on that, and I'll also work on that tree bank flyer. So that's
okay,
all
awesome.
Good. Anything else on marketing?
Okay. Next, we have Mural. Which I wanted you to be.
Oh, good, because I had some thoughts about that.
Good.
So what I would like to do is have us contact some mural artists and bring them in here and have a give and take over what makes it a good situation and what if we're going to identify buildings from their perspective, what should be the things we're looking out for. And then get some input from them on budgeting and submission process. So I you'll be surprised to know I won't be in town for the August meeting, but I could pull that together for the September meeting and bring in about four mural artists.
Do you want to do that at the meeting or in a subcommittee?
I'd rather do it at the meeting because I want everyone's give and take in that process. I feel like the traffic boxes have been big, the rain, making it rain is going to be big. I feel like this mural process is going to be big, and I would like everybody to be engaged in how we divvy through these ideas and move forward. So if that's okay, I'll put that activity on the September agenda.
Great. I did announce it last night at the council meeting too, so nobody fell out of their chair. So. One thing we did talk about at the last meeting was Steve was going to identify whether or not that particular wall at the,
yes.
I forgot what the center was called.
At the Jones Center.
Jones Center.
Which is where you will find Tracy and I starting
mm-hmm.
to Tracy already.
That's
which
right.
Starting tomorrow.
That's where you're going to be.
I thought Steve might be able to be here, but I know he didn't get home until midnight last night. So, so I will ask him about that. I'm not sure if he has made
it's
any
a good
progress
spot,
on that.
Though. It's a huge
that big wall by the pool, yeah.
I think that would be awesome.
And it's welcome me to work every day.
Yeah.
So maybe if you get these mural artists to maybe they can take a look at it from that space before September so they can tell if that's
right.
a viable space.
Well, what I think I'll do is I'll take some pictures and measurements and talk about what the texture of the wall is.
Perfect.
And then send that out
see if
to
they
them.
Think that's viable.
So I know we're talking about that space. I've suggested the wall on GDC. Had anybody else had any other specific spaces you guys wanted to?
I've been looking.
So I'll give more attention to that and come up with five not to say they've been approved by the city.
Right, ideas.
Right.
Ideas.
Exactly.
And I know you know a lot of artists, but just to note, the woman who did that turtle box at the IOP also painted a turtle mural somewhere on IOP. So Brad, I can get you her contact information.
That's very good. And in fact, what we should probably do is invite all of those artists who've done traffic boxes, if they're interested, to come in.
Well, another wall that did just come to mind is the side of Trader Joe's that the road is on. You know, with a BMW, I think it is, that side, because that's used for parking, and it's very visual from the road. So that's and it's pretty sparse.
I think
they have a few little trees, but.
Do a little site, and then some adult beverages.
Nordstrom Rack.
What time? 17, Nordstrom
Rack, that's
We're in.
Alright, so we'll plan a
field trip.
Spot some walls, and then drink until you crash one.
That's a good one. That sounds great.
Alright, I'm on that.
I'm on that, too.
I don't want you to get the impression that this is not a responsible professional. No, this is the preferred mode.
This is how we roll. Keeps our creative juices flowing.
Exactly. Good. Anything else on mural? Love to see it coming forward. Okay. Next, it's raining art.
Good news.
Yay, good news. We had a very good conversation with Jared from the College of Charleston Arts Program, and he is interested in this program. And what they do have the CNC, the laser cut machine. Rather than take it on for all the students to get involved, what he has decided would work best is to identify one or two key students that can take it on as a project this fall. So we're really kind of waiting for the students to come back in August and for him to identify which of the students are interested in it, and then we will start working with them. We will pay them some stipend. It won't be a lot, but he said really the best situation would be for us to pay them and work with them. He would help facilitate the project, but they could actually do the cutting for us and possibly even help with putting the stencils down. It will become their fall project.
Yeah, that's great.
And just so you know, we started this conversation with Trident. We knew, we were told they had the laser cutter in their technical. You guys offer a class on it. And I talked to that professor, and the scale wasn't large enough. They couldn't do the bigger
version. The cutting scale wasn't large enough?
Yeah, I think they can just do a small one. We need a bigger. If you get the capacity to do more, we would love to work with you. Yeah, we needed at least the 4x8 format.
4x8 format.
So if
do you remember what you spoke with?
Of course not.
4x8 or 4x4 even? It's a cutter. Was it Richard Dooley, was it?
Yes, it was.
It was Richard. He's the one I called this one. Okay. So I'll call him back.
Yeah, so when we talked, he just felt like the scale wasn't large enough.
Right.
And that, and he's the one who suggested I go to the College of Charleston. So just wanted you to know we love everyone.
We tried.
That's great.
We tried.
So the one thing we have to do there is I think we decided that the first month we were going to focus on poetry. So we need to send out the notice about the poetry submissions, which again we will work with the local schools and Trident to get a creative writing contest going.
And could we get this to come from Marcus?
Yes.
As part of it?
To have him do what? Present it? Or
say, I'm happy to partner with Tony Mount Pleasant and invite aspiring and accomplished poets.
Yes.
And I just think that would give it some
clout.
He and Marjorie even.
That's how I was wondering about Marjorie too.
Because
so
he's cool and young and everyone
right.
loves him. And Marjorie's established and respected.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about that?
We had actually mentioned it two meetings ago. It was about he's the City of Charleston's poet laureate and she's the state poet laureate. We don't actually have one yet.
Maybe they could be involved in helping select.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, and that would get us some good PR.
So, who, like, I know Charlie kept saying he was going to contact maybe Marjorie, but I don't see that happening. So this is in Saluda.
Right.
Does anyone have a relationship with Marjorie?
I can email her. I mean, I know her, but I don't.
You do.
I just know her.
All right. I know Marcus.
Okay.
Yep. You do Marjorie, I'll do Marcus. And I guess what we're asking is, here's this project we're going to launch. We would like for you guys to partner with us to request submissions and generate interest. And then through their social media, they can help us get the word out.
Gosh, we're such a smart group right now.
I can't wait for it to rain.
If you email Marcus, just CC me on it, because I'll probably steal your wording and just send it to Marjorie. I'm actually going to be out for a couple of weeks, so I'm worried we all choose to see
you
now. So that's what's going on with It's Raining Art. Next is Take Pride, our e-blast, which we hope to do our first one here coming up within the next month or so. Stephanie, any other updates on Take Pride?
No, I followed up with Nicole and she's got way too busy. So she said she will get it to us.
Let's get together and look at some different potential templates on, because it's just, I'm going to generate it
on
the template from Constant Contact. So I don't know how familiar all of you are with Constant Contact, but you go in and find us. But it would help to know a little bit, like, what is our theme going to be? We'll develop one template and then the topic theme and how much content is going to be in it. So we kind of know what kind of layout we're looking at. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that helps kind of develop the template.
You're right.
The content should drive the template, sort of.
It does need to be a simple one page.
Yes, quick, easy to look at.
The one I would suggest we look at right off is the historic one that they send out every Friday, I think it is. That's just a simple one page one.
So it sounds like in this template, artist submissions would be a constant because we're always going to be requesting for...
We could have links, like we'd have a sidebar with links to the various things that we're currently accepting applications for or whatever.
Or promoting or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, cool. I can't wait to see what you guys do.
Awesome. Do you guys have any suggestions of something that you might like to see on this page as far as, like, you know, she was talking about things that just make all the cranks turn smoother, like the way to put out your trash can, you know, positive thoughts
every month will be a different topic.
Right.
That's the one main thing I think we've got to be careful about. Don't just make it a hodgepodge.
Right.
Every month it's a focused... This month we're talking about trash.
Right.
Next month we're talking about trees. Next month.
I have an idea that popped in my head for August.
August
kids go back to school. We're getting ready to launch a bunch of programs where we're going to work with schools.
Mm-hmm.
In Mount Pleasant, we are known and take a lot of pride in our schools. So why don't we focus on what we're doing
back
to our
school.
Schools?
Good. Fabulous. It's better to start with schools than trash.
Yes.
Yes.
I think people might buy in.
And the one thing that I thought would be great, too, is if we make sure to kind of partner with the various departments of the city as well. Meet with the police department. Meet with the fire department. Meet with the rec department. And find out what things that they want to get out. What message do they want to get out? And I think that would be an important part of it, too. Maybe one month we do focus on, you know me, I'm all about the trash. And then you meet with them, focus on how can we can be better. And their citizens take pride in our community. But every month it's, you know, meet with these different departments.
And also, y'all, think about this. Something that's maybe silly, and it may be, but if we can have something just down at the bottom, whether it's a trivia question or a little recipe or something that we do each month, but it's the same thing, like where people say, oh my God, did you know the answer to that question? I couldn't find, just something.
To engage conversation.
To engage conversation at the bottom that just, and I don't know what that is or can be, but, you know, just, I can't grab
maybe
it, but
it's
something.
Maybe it's an outrageous fact.
Facts, fun facts
outrageous
or something.
Fact.
Yeah.
Outrageous.
That's
outrageous.
Outrageous, like that people don't believe. That is cute.
I don't really think of Mount Pleasant and shocking, but
I do want us to have one of those newsletters fixed on volunteer opportunities.
Absolutely, yes.
Because I think part of being a good citizen is about knowing.
Absolutely. So that's one of the things that we as the whole CAP committee can do is to give Stephanie like different topics,
mm-hmm.
Different themes for the months. But volunteer is a great one. Yeah.
And we're doing this every 3 months or every month?
Every month.
Once a month. That's once a month. Yep.
And then maybe in December or January when people are trying to get back on their diet, we could do all about exercise.
Mm-hmm. And recreation department. What are some of the other things that are going on?
Yeah. What's that? Yeah. That's great.
And like Kenda said, doing it monthly, but short, sweet, kind of
mm-hmm. yeah.
quick, easy,
yeah.
so that people don't delete it and not forget.
Yes, it's got to be
right.
just a couple.
Well, that's what I'd like to ask y'all each month for the following, for the forward month.
Absolutely.
You know, and let me just jot down and then go from there. Mm-hmm. And we'll kind of theme it for a month.
You've got to come up with an outrageous subject line. Get it open.
You have to come up with an outrageous fact every month.
No problem. In the era of Trump, I can come up with
yeah,
all
that. Yeah, la, 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 la.
Okay. Any, now on to new business. Anybody got any new business? Seems like we've got plenty of old business.
I'll just remind everyone, next month we will be in the new building. When you enter the building, there it will be significant security. I think you're going through the airport. You cannot bring scissors or illegal drugs, so leave those at home. Or, you know,
pepper spray.
Huh? No pepper spray. But when you come in, you go through security, you'll just go up the elevator to the third floor, and the committee meeting room will be down the hall to the left.
Third floor.
There are signs.
Left. So
there are signs, but just so you know.
And everybody put August 9 on your calendar. That's the next meeting. Wednesday, August 9.
So I won't be here.
Cool.
Where are we going?
Seattle.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
Thank you all.
Thank you all. If there's nothing else, bam, we are
bam.
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 Bam.